All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw the Los Angeles Dodgers win the Manny Machado sweepstakes as they acquired the all-star shortstop from the Baltimore Orioles. The deal saw the Dodgers send five prospects back to the O's for the services of the all-star. Now, the Dodgers lost shortstop Corey Seager earlier this year for the year due to an injury, and now acquiring Machado not only strengthens the middle of the Dodgers lineup, but it also increases their chances of doing some damage this October. Let's not forget, the Dodgers are the defending National League champions, and they were one game away from winning the World Series last year. Now, Machado is set to become an unrestricted free agent this winter, but if you are the Dodgers, and we've seen the Dodgers in recent years leave no stone unturned when it comes to, you know, opening up the vault and spending money on talent, I don't see a situation where if the Dodgers make a deep playoff run, they're going to be able to back up the truck and give Machado whatever he wants this winter. So for them to give up five prospects like they did, I think the Dodgers have something up their sleeve, and I think that they know that they can go out there and make a long-term commitment to Machado in LA. And I say, you know, Manny would part two, because we saw it about 10 years ago or so where the Dodgers acquired another Manny. This time it was Manny Ramirez from the Boston Red Sox. And of course, he really changed things around for the Dodgers as he helped them make consecutive postseason appearances. Now, on the flip side for the Baltimore Orioles, it's been no secret. They're starting over. They have the worst record in Major League Baseball. They weren't expected to re-sign Manny Machado this offseason anyway. I don't see a situation where Buck Showalter comes back as their manager. And the same can be said for the general manager, Dan Duquette. So I'm looking at it like this. This team is starting over from scratch. And, you know, you might as well try to get something for Machado. I'm shocked that the Orioles were able to get five prospects for a guy that some people are going to look at as being a rental. But again, like I said, I think the Dodgers are in it for the long haul to maintain and keep Machado's services. So thus, you see a situation where they part with five guys. Long term or short term, what happens? This really changes things as far as the playoff picture goes. The Dodgers have a legit lineup now. I still expect them to go out there and get an arm for their starting rotation prior to the trade deadline. But LA is looking fierce once again. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. I said it on my second half preview show for the National League, is that the Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies had an opportunity to put the Dodgers away early because LA was not looking good. And the D-backs began to slump and the Rockies began to slump. And now we're entering the second half of the season and the Dodgers are in first place in the National League West. So if you're the Rockies and if you're the Diamondbacks, what can you do to counter what the Dodgers just did? Because this, aside from, you know, winning the division is one thing, but they put themselves in prime position to do some more damage and potentially get back to the World Series. And if you're the Diamondbacks and you're the Rockies and you have playoff aspirations, you have to do something to kind of offset what the Dodgers just did, simply because guess what? Both of you guys had to go into that playoff game last year. And of course, the Rockies lost that game, and then the Diamondbacks struggled in the NLDS versus the Dodgers. So you want to try to avoid that situation again. You know, getting to the playoffs is one thing, but you know, that one game playoff, anything can happen. And if you can win your division, of course, you avoid that game, but you don't want your season to come down to that one game if you have to. So it's going to be interesting to see what the Diamondbacks and Rockies do to kind of offset, because of course the Manny Machado move is a big splash, but to kind of offset what the Dodgers just did. However, it is looking good for the Dodgers. If you're a fan of this team, you know they are the team to beat in the NL West, and if you're the other contenders around the National League, things just got a lot tougher for you to get to the World Series. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.